It is well known medically that a woman who is trying to conceive a child should take prenatal vitamins before the pregnancy, because there are vital nutrients needed for the embryo's development into a fetus, and that it's too late to begin after pregnancy is achieved. My question is this: if a couple is experiencing infertility, then does it display a lack of emunah for the woman not to take such vitamins if part of her thinking is, I'm not going to get pregnant anyway, so why bother? Anonymous from the USA. Okay, the truth is that emunah and bitachon is not to believe that what you want, God is going to do. But whatever God does, you believe is for the good. So to be assured that you're going to get pregnant is not really real emunah bitachon. On the other hand, to believe that definitely God could grant your request, and it's possible to get pregnant and not to give up, that is definitely part of emunah bitachon. Now, just as much as if somebody buys a lottery ticket, he shouldn't go out and go into debt because he's sure he's going to win, which we said is not what emunah bitachon is altogether. Here also, if taking those prenatal vitamins involves negative results also, the money that's spent on it, the fact that one may have adverse reactions to them or whatever, then one need not take those prenatal vitamins if they're not imminently assured of getting pregnant. On the other hand, if there's no adverse and it's just a matter of taking these vitamins and the chance that one will get pregnant, it would seem that that would be a positive thing, and it would show that the person really believes that God can give them a salvation from their infertility problems at any moment, at any time. If they know for whatever reason that they're going through tipulim and it's impossible to get pregnant at that time, then obviously they shouldn't take these prenatal vitamins at that time.